Brothers and sisters, grace, mercy, and peace be to you from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ on this Reformation Day. Today we'll be considering Jesus' words, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." And that will be the basis of our meditation today. Please be seated. It's all very simple. Hear the five solas of the Reformation. Sola Scriptura, sola fide, sola gratia, solus Christus, soli Deo Gloria. Scripture alone reveals that we are declared to be righteous before God as a free gift, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And for all of this, to God alone be the glory. But one of the hardest things for us to do is to keep things simple. For humans, easy comes hard. So take relationships. Some people complicate every relationship they're in, as if drama is their drug of choice. An easy, uncomplicated bond with a beloved bores them. So they stir up mistrust or jealousy where it need not exist. As if they need a mess to control or manipulate in order to be happy and truly fulfilled. Or take our jobs. People with very easy, straightforward jobs often complain about how challenging their duties are, or make their responsibilities more difficult than they really need to be. Because the harder that they perceive their work to be, the more important they can feel about themselves. Instead of accepting simplicity and ease as gifts, we complicate matters. We make it harder than they need to be because it makes us feel more in control. So some people say, actually, not some people, a lot of people say that Christianity seems too easy. And you know what? I couldn't agree more. It does seem too simple, too easy. In fact, it has seemed that way from the very beginning. So from the very beginning, believers have found ways to make Christianity harder. It simply cannot be that God looked down upon an evil, ugly, hate-filled world, reeking with iniquity, rotten to the core, and loved every single person on it. No. Love doesn't work that way. Love sees someone worthy of love and then loves. There must have been at least some specimens of humanity worthy of this divine love. And for their sake, His love fanned out to the entire world. But no, it really is that simple. God loved a world at enmity with Him. God loved a world that hated Him. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." It simply cannot be that Jesus lived, died, and rose again to atone for the sins of the world that He loved. That would mean that this Jewish man, died for Adolf Hitler. That would mean that he was conceived for abortionists. That would mean that he lived for murderers. That would mean he spoke only the truth for liars and gossips. That cannot be. It's too simple. Everyone cannot mean everyone. It must mean he died for the elect. Or people at least with a spark of goodness in them, right? But no, it really is that simple. God died for every human who's ever existed. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." It simply cannot be that God does all the work to bring people into His family, that He makes the unwilling willing, replaces unbelief with faith, The Lord does His part, but people must do theirs. They must make a conscious decision to become a Christian. They need to make a decision for Jesus. They must exercise their will to choose Him. Now, God may begin the process of conversion, but surely a sinner needs to complete it, right? God starts our walking our way. We start walking His. God gives His 50% and we give our 50%. Or even if God gives His 95% and we give our 5%. Whatever numbers you want to plug in, ours has to be greater than zero, right? We're in a partnership with God after all. We both do our part. We've got to meet the Lord halfway. Otherwise, becoming a Christian is too easy, as if God does all the work. But no, it really is that simple. Everyone who is a believer solely because the Holy Spirit called, gathered, and enlightened that person. For no one can say, Jesus is Lord, except by the Holy Spirit. This is one of the most beautiful, comforting, and soul-refreshing truths you will ever hear. Jesus said, the truth will set you free. It simply cannot be that God does all the work to keep a person in the faith, to keep them faithful in their Christian walk, and to fulfill their life of sanctification. Now, the Lord may do all the work of saving us, but surely it's up to us to see it through, right? We begin with grace, to be sure. But there are now commandments to fulfill, vocations to pursue, temptations to avoid, good works in which to engage. It's too easy and simple if we give God all the credit, even for our good works, as if we had died, and it is no longer we who live, but Christ who lives in us, loves in us, labors in us. But no, it really is that simple. All our good works are the works of Christ in us, as He lives out His life in our lives, even as our lives are full of life because of Him. Jesus said, "You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free." So, have we made Christianity too easy? No. God has made Christianity too easy because He has made it pure gift. Scripture alone confesses our salvation by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. And for all this, to God alone be the glory. It is pure gift. That gift is Jesus Christ, God's gift of God Himself for the life of the world. He loved us when we were seemingly unlovable. He saved us when we were unworthy of being saved. He made us believers when we were captive to unbelief. He made us children of God when we were children of wrath. He keeps us believers, though we still struggle with a sinful nature. He does our good works in us, for it is God who is at work in us, both to will and to work for His good pleasure. For I have been crucified with Christ, and it is no longer I who live, but Christ who lives in me. God started walking our way, not when we were walking toward Him, but when we, like lost sheep, had gone astray. God started to make us His friends, not when we were warming up to Him, but when we were by nature enemies of heaven. God made us alive, not when we were barely breathing or sick or weak, but when we were stone cold dead. Now, to blend together all these scriptural images, we were dead, wandering foes of God when He pursued us, when He called us, wooed us, and made us His beloved children. I am a Christian today. You are a Christian today. And everyone else who is a Christian is so. Not because we were born into the right family, not because we acted the right way, not because we made the correct decisions, but because God the Father made us Christians in His Son, Jesus Christ. He did all the doing. We did all the receiving. He gave 100%, and we received 100% of Him. But there's more. It doesn't stop there. It gets even more beautiful. Not only did God alone initiate our relationship with Him, He alone keeps us in that relationship with Him. Now, I know this isn't how human relationships work, but thanks be to God, God does things His own way. And His way is the way of grace, sola gratia. He doesn't say, okay, I've made you my child, now you need to work for me, do this or that task, for by doing so, you will remain my child. He doesn't say, I'll do my part from now on, but you need to do yours as well. This is what He says. You are completely mine. I have made you my child in Jesus Christ. I have washed you away all your sins in baptism. I will feed you the body and blood of Jesus. I will be with you every day, every hour, upholding you with my own strength and my own grace and my own love. You will never be alone. I will live my life through you. I will be a father in and through you to your children. I will be a husband in and through you to your wife. I will be a farmer, teacher, carpenter, vicar, doctor, truck driver, lawyer, in and through you for those whom you serve in your vocation. You will be giving, to be sure, but what you give is nothing more than what you receive from me. I don't need you. Your wife does. Your children do. Your coworkers do. Your enemies do. I will give my love to them through you. I will give my gospel, my faith, my obedience to them through you. You have been crucified with Christ. It is not you who live, but my Son who lives in you. As I said before, this is one of the most beautiful, comforting, soul-refreshing truths you will ever believe. That God does it all for you, from beginning to end. He gives, you receive. And whatever you give is actually Him giving through you, working in you for others. Now, all He asks from you to make this relationship work, all He demands from you to keep this relationship going, is simply nothing. Not 50%, not 5%, not 0.0000005%. Jesus plus nothing equals everything. Christ before us and Christ behind us. Christ on our right and Christ on our left. Christ above us and Christ below us. Christ in us. So on this Reformation Day, as we honor the pastor and reformer, Dr. Martin Luther, as we reminisce about that man of God hammering and nailing the 95 Theses to the broad wooden church door of the Wittenberg Castle Church, remember why he did this. He did this so that you, me, and all people might know and remember the hammering and nailing of the God of the universe, the man, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, to the broad wooden cross. For in the man Jesus lies our eternal salvation. By grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone, to God alone be the glory. Yes, for us, easy comes hard. Simple seems too simple. Such good seems too good to be true. But that's the beauty of the work of God in Jesus Christ. It's easy, it's simple, it's true, it's free, and it is all for you. Just as Jesus said, if the Son sets you free, you will be free indeed. To God alone be the glory. Amen, and so be it. Please rise. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, guard your hearts and minds in the one true faith, by grace alone, through faith alone, in Christ alone. Amen.